Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. You're here with your host, with the mostest, Fantasy Guru, Lineup Helper Extraordinaire. It's your boy JB. Like to say welcome back to Blog Talk Radio / Capital Nation Radio. Some of the greatest content out there, known to man. You're here with your boy on the Fantasy Football Talk. Again, it's your man JB. What we're going to do today, we're going to talk fantasy. I mean, what else are we here for? Really? You know, what we're going to do is do a quick recap of last week, Thursday night's game. We got actually got a game going on right now, looking like a barn burner between Jacksonville and Buffalo, 21-3 right now. Not looking good for Buffalo fans. It's going to be a tough day in London, so to speak, for those guys. But, yeah, welcome. This is going to be a quick episode. We're going to just try to go over a few matchups today, kind of starting to sit them, stay or plays that may or may not be in lineup today. A lot of bye weeks going on, so it's a lot of indecision, indecisiveness going on with a lot of owners that I've been seeing throughout the week. A lot of questions. You listen to some of the posts that I was actually put on before. This fantasy stuff is hard, but we shouldn't make it harder than what it is. Some of these guys that you're thinking about starting, they should already be in your lineup right now. You know, we got a Sunday morning game going on right now. I had a lot of guys asking, do I start Allen Robinson? What about Hearns? You know, guys like that, that honestly, I mean, unless you just get your stinker tinker time, shout out to all my the league fans out there. If you're just trying to get stinker tinker time and you're just trying to have something to do, you know, do what you do, but don't make the complicated more complicated in the not so complicated complicated. If that makes sense, then hey, it makes sense. If it don't, just think about it. All right, so getting into some of the games right now, you know, quick recap. Right now, if you're a Buffalo fan and if you started anybody on Buffalo, sorry to hear that first and foremost. Second of all, it's not looking too good. A lot of guys out there that are Shady McCoy fans that went through the injury bout for 2-3 weeks, thinking that he's going to come back and explode on the fantasy world, not so much right now. Right now, Shady's leading the with carries, 9 for 11 yards right now. On the other side of the fence, or the pond, ocean, in London right now, we got Blake Bortles, which, if you listen to the last podcast, if you got a quarterback on a bye week, I mean, honestly, if you don't have one of the top 7 or 8 guys, a guy like Blake Bortles should be in your lineup. I'm going to just keep screaming his name till you pick him up. Blake Bortles, Blake Bortles, Blake Bortles. Right now, he's 5 for 10, 79 yards and a touchdown. They're up 21-3 right now with the defensive touchdown going on. And your boy, Allen Robinson, right now, 3 for 53 with a touchdown. A couple of miraculous catches that were actually turned back earlier And for those who don't know, Yahoo is actually streaming this game live. So even if you're not home, you don't got that NFL Sunday ticket, play it on your smartphone, tablet, wherever you are. It's live streaming. Go to yahoo.com/NFL and get your game on. What I'm going to do is go through a few of the quick games. I'm going to go through a couple of guys that I like. Some of the guys that I don't really like, but more of the guys that I like. The guys that you should be playing this week with a bye week, with some, a Denver in a bye week. We got Green Bay on a bye week. We got a couple of teams that, you know, that you might be regularly starting that you just can't plug in the lineup because of the dreaded bye week. So looking at the box score right now, some of the 1 o'clock games, we got New Jersey versus New England. We got Atlanta versus Tennessee. We got Pittsburgh versus Kansas City. New Orleans versus Indianapolis, which should be a big fantasy day for that matchup. We got my Washington Redskins versus Tampa Bay. We got Minnesota versus Detroit, Cleveland versus St. Louis, and we got Houston versus Miami. So if you're a FanDuel guy, DraftKings, you got a lot of guys that are actually optional to actually play this week. And if you play the early only segment games, you got a lot of things to think about because there's a lot of games going on at the 1 o'clock hour. And if you're including the one that's going on right now, it's even more than expected. So that means it's not going to be a lot of afternoon games. So if you're doing those afternoon daily plays, look for those people that is going to give you a little boom or bust so you can take advantage of the shorter lineup options that are available for pretty much everybody who's playing daily, just like you. But we'll get into that, too, towards the end of the show. What I want to do right now is just go ahead and just go quick start, go through a few of the guys that I like on the team. Of course, there's more teams, more players that may or may not be plugged into your lineup because of injuries and bye weeks are concerned. But, you know, you got these guys that should be playing in your lineup, simple as that. And then we'll get into some of the more difficult guys that you should be thinking about during sticker tinker time. Jersey and New England. Man, this is going to be a great game. Sucks that they playing while my Skins play. But what I'm going to do is go through some of these guys. With a reeling, even though playing effectively, a reeling New England secondary, both of the wideouts for the Jets should be playing. As simple as that. Brandon Marshall has been a beast so far coming to New Jersey. So it's no reason why you should be worried, with New England's top corner covering him, because it's simple as that. Like, you know, a beast is a beast. At 4-1, the guys are making plays. The best thing to happen in Jersey, I think, was Geno Smith's broken jaw. And those wide receivers are beneficiary of a veteran quarterback that can get them the ball, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. So you're starting Decker. You're definitely starting Brandon Marshall. Even though his injured hand looked like, you know, back in the day when you see that double-jointed comrade up back in school that used to bend their thumb back and just gross you out. If you saw last week's matchup, Julian Edelman's finger looked just like that. But you're going to start a Julian Edelman. You're not sitting him. As simple as that. Like, you're crazy if you're sitting him, because at this point, he is Tom Brady's number one option. And with the Deion Lewis looking like he's going to actually sit out this week, game time decision, look for more options for targets for Edelman in the slot, out wide, screen game, everywhere for New Jersey. Because that defensive front line of the Jets, for New England, because that defensive front line of the Jets is pretty mean. I look for them to do a lot of quick passes, which is going to get the ball into Julian Edelman's hand. And because of Deion Lewis maybe or maybe not being out, you start a guy like LeGarrette Blount. You don't start him with too much confidence, but, I mean, when it comes down to fantasy, sometimes touches overcompensate for matchup. So, Bill Belichick, you never know what he's going to do, of course. But, I mean, at this point, you take a flyer on a guy when a Deion Lewis, who's been getting tons of targets, is actually sitting. You know, there's a couple guys in their backfield that you may or may not want to take a flyer on because of that. Especially in daily, Bolden, you know, is a guy that's actually could be available in some leagues. There's a couple other guys in their backfield that you may or may not want to take a flyer on. I wouldn't, But maybe if you're on daily, the, you know, primetime games only that actually starts in the evening games that pushes you to Thursday and DraftKings. And also on FanDuel, they got a few just like the same, but different format, different matchups, different ways to play on the daily front. I don't think it should be mentioned, but you're starting Tom Brady. Simple as that. Keep it moving. Ryan Fitzpatrick, with the guys like Aaron Rodgers, regrettably Peyton Manning, they're actually on bye weeks. Jay Cutler. Like Tupac said, I ain't mad at you. If you got to go ahead and start a Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, honestly, Ryan Fitzpatrick is in that Brian Hoyer, Josh McCown, you know, realm where, you know, you, if you start him, you're going to get, you're just looking for some points. Kind of like the post is that, you know, you're not going in with high expectations. You know, if they can get you some kind of point, you know, two touchdowns, a pick, some yards, you'll take that. All day. Little joke. Okay. So, moving forward, I'm looking at Tampa Bay, Washington. Man, it's a tough one. Man, I don't know what they're doing. Like, it's one week you want to start some of the guys, the next week you don't want to touch them. Look at that Washington offense. It's up and down. I'm looking at the matchup. If Kirk Cousins can actually move the ball, take some of the knucklehead decisions out of his play, I'm liking Kirk. I'm liking the fact that they're going against a Tampa Bay defense that is up and down. That defense can be scored upon. You know, there's options out there that you can actually plug in. You know, you got a Jordan Reed, which I don't trust him too much, but, you know, got a lot of injuries going on a few of my teams. And I plugged Jordan Reed in a couple games. He was a top five fantasy tight end before getting injured. You know, too bad thing about him is that he's always injured, but it is what it is. You know, you got a guy that is going to put up points. You put him in a game, and you worry about next week when next week happens. Looking at a Pierre Garçon. Again, there's other options out there, but with the bye week, sometimes you just got to take a flyer. So, not mad at you if you start a Pierre Garçon, but you have better options. Do what you got to do. But the bonus look of it is that they're playing at home. Mike Evans on the opposite side, Vincent Jackson, they're all good plays. I mean, honestly, it's really one or the other. They have yet to have a game where they both kind of went off on the offense. And I don't see this happening today. You know, look for the muscle hamster Doug Ball and Doug Martin to actually get some carries, because our defense, even though the defense has been taking care of business, we've still been giving up big plays. And I look for Doug Martin to actually make some plays out there. With Bashaw Breeland actually covering probably Evans, I say Vincent Jackson's a play today. But, again, it's a toss-up. If you got one, you're playing. If you got the other, you're playing them. But if you have both, I look for Vincent Jackson to have it a better day with Chris Culliver being out in the secondary and the Redskins secondary actually hurting. If you're going to take a flyer on one of the running backs, you go with Matt Jones, you just leave it at that. Alfred Morris hasn't done anything. If he does, then oh, so be it. We're week 7. You can't keep taking chances on guys who's not producing. Atlanta, Tennessee, all day. Again, you shouldn't even be thinking about it. Devontae Freeman's in your lineup. Matt Ryan's in your lineup. Julio Jones is in your lineup. Guys that you might take a flyer on is maybe a Leonard Hankerson, a Roddy White, who seemed to be resurging with some touchdowns the past few weeks. On Tennessee side of the ball, man, only guy you're going to really look to start is maybe a Walker. And quite possibly a Kendall Wright, since he's been consistent as far as getting the ball. Who knows what Zach Mecklenburger is going to do out there. But you start with a guy like that and you just take it. You take what you can get as far as production-wise. One of the big games that I'm actually looking forward to, New Orleans versus Indiana. Those guys should be, oh, man, this should be a really good game because, you know, both defenses don't have a defense. both offenses are looking like they're starting to get into their swing of things. So I'm starting a lot of guys from New Orleans Indianapolis game because I like for fantasy purposes, guys that don't have a teams that don't have defenses. You know, those are teams that I actually want to play. Those are teams that I'm actually looking to actually plug a lot of guys in because you know that, you know, one way or another, guys are going to get it done on the offensive side of the ball. Willie Snead looks like he's the number one target. A lot of my Brandon Cooks fans out there, me being one of them, have been taking a lot of hits with Brandon Cooks this year. I had him a lot of teams, literally about 15 teams I had him in, half the 30 that I'm in. Come to bite me in the ass, but it is what it is. That's so life of fantasy, you know. You take your lumps, and you just go with it. And looking at some of the guys that you're going with, you know, you look at a guy in Indianapolis and Andrew Luck. You're playing Andrew Luck. Simple as that. Like you're throwing him in your lineup. You took some lumps with him not playing, but you're playing him now. Dante Moncrief, he's a must start along with T.Y. Hilton. Guys that you might think about that, you know. Again, bye weeks. Tough bye weeks and a lot of tough injuries. Maybe Andre Johnson. I don't recommend you throwing him in the lineup. But, hey, if you got to do what you got to do, throw him in there. But don't throw him in there with confidence. A big name that's been on the waiver wire because of his monstrous 140-plus yard game last week is Ben Watson, his tight end. Again, I don't know if he can produce again like he did last week. The week before that, he put up some pretty good numbers, decent numbers. Maybe he's looking to take a blast from the past when he was the hybrid tight end back in the day. Shout out to all my Madden fans that used to get jiggy with Ben Watson back in the day. Maybe take a flyer on him. You know, I see no big difference between him and a guy like Jordan Reed. You know, you got guys out there from Jacksonville, Thomas. It's kind of too late for that because you should be playing now. But there's guys out there that are in the same realm of possibilities. I'd rather go with a Jordan Reed because when healthy, he pretty much showed what he could do. You take a flyer when you want to take a flyer. Some of this fantasy stuff is educated guesses. So take your smarter educated guess. And if you don't know, you know, flip a coin. Go with the rankings. I'm a big proponent of Matthew Berry on ESPN.com. You know, look at his rankings and actually go in and throw a guy that's ahead. If it comes down to they're both close in rankings, hey, that's when you just go ahead and just go with your gut and keep it moving. Minnesota-Detroit. I'm not going to lie. I don't like too many of the matchups going on Minnesota-Detroit. If you're for him to bounce back, been teasing you all season so long, and at this point he's the only guy that you're going to start on Minnesota offense unless you're going to go chase points and Stephon Diggs. Note to all fans starting Stephon Diggs, you know, he's one of those guys, every year is one of those guys that maybe get something done, maybe they don't, they show you flashes in the pan. Sometimes they've actually produced to end up being, you know, consistent threats. Stephon Diggs could easily be that guy. He could easily not be. He's a rookie. Detroit, yes. They finally got a win last week. Matt Stafford looked like the old Matt Stafford. Got a tough matchup going against Minnesota and that Mike Zimmer defense. Start with confidence in Megatron. But that's really about it. Nobody in their backfield should be started at this point until they figure themselves out. Abdullah looks like crap, even though he was the man of the preseason. He can't hold on to the ball. Joik Bell's not Joik Bell. Zenner's on IR. It's really nobody that I trust in the Detroit backfield. So if you're starting those guys, you should start them with the most wretched look on your face, you know, kind of setting your lineup. It's not a confidence, you know, setting when you set one of those guys in those backfields in your lineup this week. So, moving forward, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Landry Jones. Man, you know, I got a lot of leagues where I stash guys. I got a lot of leagues, if you listen to the previous post, I got a lot of leagues with Ben Roethlisberger, and, you know, we're hoping and praying that he gets back soon because a lot of Pittsburgh's offensive player, not named Le'Veon Bell, has been it's been hurting. You know, Antonio Brown owners, just hang in there. But this looks like a good game, a good matchup. One of those games that can actually get you back into some points and get some return on that investment that you put in. Kansas City's hurting. They don't know what to do. That secondary is to be had as far as the wideout position is production. And I'm looking for all those skill set receivers and skill players that are actually in Pittsburgh to get done. Now, I don't see Landry Jones coming out like he did in the second half, following an injured Michael Vick and blowing it up. But I do see him moving the ball enough. So in fantasy, either garbage or in the beginning, in the middle of the game, for halftime, whenever. It doesn't matter, really. I look for them to make points and actually get you return on that investment. Start with confidence in Antonio Brown, Martavius Bryant, all those guys like me that have held on to him, looking for him to explode like he did last year. It looks like he's back on right where he left off. You're starting him in a flex. You're starting him in the flex with confidence. Best worst case scenario, I'm starting him at wide receiver 3 this week. One more week of him blowing up, he's a must start every week, especially with Big Ben returning. Martavius Bryant, owners, be on the lookout. It's going down soon. Marcus Wheaton, owners, he should be on your bench or on the waiver wire. Simple as that. He's not going to get enough looks. And when he does score or does get points, it's going to be one of those weeks that's just like, you know, really do. You know, everybody has those really do moments. If you want to start him on daily, cheap option, I guess. But again, there's a lot of guys out there that I'd rather take a cheaper option on and more boom or bust situations that could become more fruitful than me starting Marcus Wheaton. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Kansas City. They're a mess. They are an absolute mess. Really, I guess guys that won the waiver wire lottery without winning any money with the Sarkandrick West from a week ago. I guess you could start him. Pittsburgh has been giving up big plays to running backs. But you're not starting him. If you do start him in the flex, just because of the injuries, not because you think that he's going to actually produce. It's one of those guys that if he produces, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, but you're not looking into the game thinking that he's going to give you what you thought he was going to give you prior to your waiver wire pickup when Jamaal Charles went down. Macklin looks like he's playing. He's one of my favorite receivers. I got him ranked so high this year in the offseason, coming off that concussion. I don't like guys coming off concussion, so... But if you do have to play a Kansas City player, Macklin is your guy. Simple as that. Moving on. Cleveland and St. Louis. Man, guys off the back that you're starting and you're not even looking back. You're looking at a Gary Bonbridge. Simple as that. You know, if you listen to last week, he's a few points behind Gronk. Top 3 fantasy tight end. You're starting him. Who gives a crap about his name? He's a beast. St. Louis. You're definitely starting a Todd Gurley, who is looking like Marshall Faulk reborn, juiced up and ready to go. You're starting him with supreme confidence against a Cleveland defense that's who knows who they are. They can't really stop the run. Joe Hayden's in and out of the lineup. They can't stop the pass. Doesn't mean I'm promoting any of the St. Louis wide receivers up, because I'm not. You just can't trust them with Nick Foles throwing the ball and a slew of wide receivers that all do the same thing, that all take turns and making plays between Kenny Britt, Chris Givens. Chris Givens is actually gone. You know, those guys that are actually out there, you know, Tavon Austin, you could throw him in there because Gurley should be opening it up, you know, where defenses are backing off. And maybe they should definitely get an option where, you know, Foles is actually looking for your boy Tavon. Great fantasy daily lookout. I definitely like him. I got Tavon in a few daily leagues. Other than that, you pretty much keep it moving as far as that matchup, because it's just guys that you can't trust. Looking at Houston, Miami, man, it's a big game going on in Houston, Miami coming up. I like a few guys, Arian Foster, but of course, DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver extraordinaire. Man, he's a beast going on in Houston. I mentioned them earlier, Brian Hoyer for those, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Jay Cutler, fans out there and owners that really don't have a lot of options that still didn't pick up a Blake Bortles. It's crazy. Blake Bortles still not people's rosters, but not going to get back on that. You got guys that you can start that's going to give you some type of production that, you know, you're looking at Landry Jones with the new state of mind going on in Miami. They're looking to get the playmakers a ball. So welcome back, Lamar Miller. You're starting those guys with confidence. Some of the guys that you might be taking a flyer on are Rishad Matthews. Guys like that, you're plugging in at that flex position. You're starting them. But again, you're not starting them with too much confidence. But if you're just looking for some points in a PPR, I like him because he's going to get the ball. He's going to get targets, maybe four or five catches, maybe 60, 70 yards, something like that. What you're looking for is that random touchdown that he may or may not get. You can start him, again, 5 weeks. People are hurting. People are actually reaching, taking chances on some guys. So I do recommend, if you have to, take a chance on a guy in Miami. That Houston defense is reeling. Javion Clowney is actually sitting again. So, you know, there's options out there to be had with guys that, you know, may be able to get you through some dreaded bye weeks with Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Alshon out. You know, take a chance. You know, it is what it is. Sometimes you just got to take a chance as fantasy. Start the lineup, plug them in, boom, let them play. Do what you got to do. Looking at the other games, a couple more games to go over real quick, and then we'll wrap this up. It's Dallas and New York. NFC East games are slugfests, where the games suck and they're low-scoring games, or they're games where there's no defense to be played and they're high-scoring, exciting games. I can't call it. I don't know which one this is going to be this week. It's going to be a tough one, but Dallas and New York, Matt Castle's looking to resurge and solidify himself as the top backup in the NFL and move the Dallas offense. Dallas has been teeter-tottering between shuffling at the running back position, so there's guys that, you know, a Joseph Randle, a Darren McFadden, a Christine Michael. Who the hell do you play? You know, you take a three-sided coin, you flip it, and you go with whoever it ends up with. I mean, the biggest play, honestly, is going to be a Joseph Randle. Me, if I'm starting one of those guys, I'm starting Joseph Randle until he proves me otherwise. Christine Michael, I have him on the roster. You know, you got him sitting as a just-in-case guy, but you're not starting him this week. You know, unless you're really, really, really hurting and you just have zero options out there, you're not starting those guys. Simple as that. Jason Witten, I like him a lot better than what Brandon Whedon was actually playing in the lineup. Matt Castle's a veteran quarterback. Look for him to get the ball to his outlets. Look for him some dump-offs to Joseph Randle. A lot of dump-offs to Cole Beasley, you know, kind of the possession receiver out there. You know, I look for a little dink and dunk action. On the New York side of the ball, Eli should come back from his terrible performance. Hopefully his offensive line can hold up. You know, look for a few guys like Shane Vereen to get the ball in the backfield on some dump offs to alleviate some of that pass rush that is actually coming out of Dallas. Odell Beckham Jr. Shout out to Odell Beckham Jr. And opposite shout out to all those guys out there that I'm seeing with the Odell Beckham Jr. bushes out there, man. Come on, be original. I've never seen as many highlighted, faded bushes out there, you know, in my life. Keeping it moving. You're looking at a game that's actually happening on Sunday night, tonight. Yes, Philly and Carolina. My main man with the master plan, Cam Newton. 5-0. Who would have thought they'd be 5-0 right now? Looking for them to come in and put the can of whoop ass on the Philly Eagles and Chip Kelly's high offense, so to speak, scheme that's going on in Philly. This could be one of those games that Philly comes out to make a statement to go to 4-3, take hold of the NFC East, especially with Dallas and New York playing each other today. Maybe they come out swinging. Maybe they come out with Sam Bradford not throwing so many picks in the red zone like he's been doing so far in the season. Or maybe not. I'm not looking for Philly to actually put up too many points. I'm looking for a lot of turnovers. That secondary in Carolina, man, they pretty much dropped three of their starters and they came back even better. And they lost Kelvin Benjamin, but they're looking good. Look for Ted Ginn to get open on Brian Maxwell and that really secondary. Look for him to get open for a couple touchdowns. You know, that's what he does. He either does nothing or he gets you two touchdowns. And you're like, what the hell is Ted Ginn doing scoring two touchdowns? And he's on your bench. I really like him on daily. Just like I'm a proponent for the NFL ending the Thursday night games, I love Sunday and Monday night games because it gives you that edge, that last minute, you know, power punch while your opponent has nobody else playing. And then, boom, you got a guy playing Sunday night, Monday night, or a good matchup. Really good matchups going on in the Sunday night, Monday night matchup this week. Sometimes they suck. This week, it doesn't. You know, you're starting Jonathan Stewart. Again, you're starting most of the Carolina Panthers that have been producing all year, a Greg Olsen, a Cam Newton. Another shout-out to Cam Newton, man. I love brothers getting it done. Now, he's taking care of the ball. He's moving the ball. He's taking care of his body. This is the best Cam Newton has looked all season, and I don't see him slowing down. I'm not starting Sam Bradford. I mean, honestly, he's putting up points if you're in a league that doesn't count for interceptions. But if you are, like, he's giving you the points. He's taking the points back that he's giving you with each touchdown. Guys like Jordan Matthews, you're done. You know, like Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank, you're dead to me. He sucks. He has a lot of talent, but he's not ready for that prime-time number one receiver position that they put him into once they lost the Jeremy Maclin to free agency. So if you got him in your lineup, I like him for the fact that he's playing Sunday night, but I don't like him for the fact that he's playing. And his play has not produced numbers that they should, that you had expectations that he did last year, putting up about 900 receiving yards and some touchdowns. You thought that as the number one, he was going to put up more than that. But again, Philly is a mess right now. Who knows if they could turn it around? Maybe a good bye week and some revamping of coaching. Maybe they can get back into your fantasy football graces. But until then, I'm not starting any Philadelphia players. Maybe a DeMarco Murray. Tough matchup, though. Real tough matchup. But, I mean, if you're a DeMarco Murray owner, you really can't afford to sit him. You're playing him. But, again, you're not playing him with confidence. The number one guy on Philly, if I'm going to play him, you know, I guess it has to be Jordan Matthews, but it's not by a long slide, and, you know, it's followed up by a sneaky Darren Sproles play that if you're playing in a league that's going to give you special team points, you know, that's a guy that you might want to take a flyer on, especially on daily, you know, cheap option. You could throw in there. He gives you a touchdown. Boom. You know, salvage your day. But look for a Carolina Panthers to put the can of whoop-ass on Philly on Sunday night. Last but not least, Baltimore Ravens. Shout out to all the B-More fans out there. Being from D.C., you know, there is a rivalry for all you that are not a part of the DMV. But I'm going to give Baltimore some love. I'm going to give Baltimore some love because, you know what, they're coming out, they're fighting. 1-5, but they're still fighting. They're still putting up, you know, fantasy numbers. So, you know, when it comes down to it, that's all you want. When you look at Arizona, they've been putting a can of whoop-ass on everybody at 4-2. That defense is coming out strong. They're getting sacks. They're getting picks. They're getting touchdown returns. You know, you pretty much can take a flyer on their whole offense. A guy that I haven't been hyped on, Michael Floyd, he's looking like he's getting back in the offense. If you're going to play a guy like that, this is the week to play him. Baltimore's defense is terrible. Everybody's putting points on them. At 1-5, the record shows what's happening. Shout out to the Buffalo Bills, by the way, getting the score 13-27 halftime in London, making it a somewhat respectable game because it's getting ridiculous, you know, for a minute there. But you're looking at a guy like Joe Flacco. You know, I like a Joe Flacco tomorrow night. You know, I don't like them in real life, you know. But, I mean, some of these guys, you're just going to go ahead and just take a risk, and you're just going to go ahead and play, and hopefully they can give you something. Tough matchup. But, you know, if you have guys in the 14, 16-man leagues, you know, you don't have too many options where you could be picky. You know, so you just kind of plug a guy in, you hope for the best, and then hope that he can actually make a play for you that, you know, somebody else that, you know, you were hesitant to play could. So, you know, start Joe Flacco not with too much confidence, but I see in garbage time him putting up some points. And, you know, sometimes the fantasy, the garbage time is the best time. You know, there's a lot of games that I've won off of the box score being way out of whack. But when it comes down to a fantasy, it doesn't matter, man. Points are points. So garbage or real-time points. Look for Flacco to get it up. Carson Palmer, you know, I have him rated as my first, second quarterback this week. So you're starting him with supreme confidence. You know, Carson Palmer this week is one of those guys that all the checks, you know. Great offense, check. Moxie, check. Really good wide receivers to throw the ball to, check. Running game, check. Defense, check. You know, he's got a lot of check marks. And then the most importantly, Monday night, check. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that you might be on the fence with, but, you know, you're looking at a lot of guys on Arizona. Those aren't the guys that you're on the fence with. Simple as that. You're playing them, and you're playing them with supreme confidence. You know, you put them in your lineup. I like a lot of the guys on daily. There's a lot of guys, a cheap option. Yeah, Carson Palmer's up there as far as the price, but he's worth the price of admission. Michael Floyd, again, I like him this week on daily. John Brown, I really like him on daily. He's in the middle of the, if you're looking at DraftKings, in the $5,000 range. That's a pretty good return on your investment if he gives you one to two touchdowns, you know, some catches. Don't forget that the daily leagues are PPR. So guys like a John Brown, guys like a Larry Fitzgerald is going to give you those extra points just because they're getting targets and catches. You know, some of you guys are scared because Arizona seems to give a lot of the touchdowns and a lot of the red zone touches to their running backs. But look for a guy like David Johnson to get those screen plays in a flat, which is only going to help you and Carson Palmer get to the promised land. You know, simple as that. You're just starting those guys, and you keep it in movement. Looking at the box score right now, Blake Bortles only got one touchdown. That defense is kicking Buffalo's ass, taking away from a lot of the plays on offense right now for Jacksonville. We already got a Telvin Smith with a touchdown going on for Jacksonville's defense. And right now, Buffalo's trying to get it done. We got a random Robert Woods touchdown. Shout out to anybody who had Robert Woods playing. I'm sure it'll be somebody that I'm playing this week on daily that has him playing. And it's LeSean McCoy fans hanging there. 13 for 33, 2.5 yards a carry. I mean, it's really looking like this is not the year for LeSean McCoy. Guys are waiting for, you know, Carlos Williams to come back from concussion next week. And hopefully he can come back with a punch. Hopefully he can come back with a little bit of power, because honestly, Shady McCoy has not been showing that. As simple as that. Some guys you got to give up. Shady McCoy now is in the Eddie Lacy realm, where it's like, okay, I'm going to play him, but I'm not playing him me thinking that I'm going to get anything done with him. You know, you're just starting him, but you're not starting him with confidence. You're not starting him with any kind of, you know, confidence at all. You're just plugging him in. Simple as that. We're at week 7, so guys, I wish I had the clip. Herm Edwards, we are who we thought they were. We let them off the hook. Shout out to Romeo Crennel getting it done in Houston as a defensive coordinator right now. But, yeah, there's a lot of games going on right now. Today to Sunday, hopefully you got the guys set up in your lineup. Hopefully you got your options taken care of. You know, hopefully it's ticker sticker time. You know, it's get your morning coffee, get your laptop out, listen to the Fantasy Football Talk with JB, get in your Fantasy Football Now on ESPN. you know, and you're just getting those guys that may or may not play. Again, check out all New England fans. Check out the status of Deion Lewis. See if he's playing tonight. Today, I'm sorry. And make moves accordingly. This is the time where we say goodbye. Thank you. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio /Capital Nation Radio. Again, a lot more content coming soon. We've been back for about 3-4 days now. It's been a little hiatus, and I do apologize to all the fans out there, but we are back and we're ready to hit them where they hurt. A lot of content coming on Blog Talk Radio /Capital Nation Radio. Not just fantasy football talk with your boy JB, but the Capital Nation Radio show throwing down current events, you know, new banging music. Check out for a lot of posts with Made Man For Real. Check them out on SoundCloud, VA Slim. He's getting back into the fold. All the Blog Talk, Capital Nation Radio fans that know what we put on, you know. For all the new fans out there, thank you for joining us. And like always, keep making those fantasy dreams happen.
Peace.